Gregory bravely sacrificed himself to become the ship's rudder.
I think that's false.
Oh, Master Splinter's super toads mad.
But yes! Yeah. Yeah!
Two broomsticks at the same time.
Expecto Patronum! You'll never amount to anything!
Completely false.
If it was Andy's Girthy Candy, there's no way they'd ever change that name.
So, wait, is it goblins? Did I get it wrong?
Oh, this one is true!
I am chocolate.
And the theme of today's podcast is...
Wait, are we still in the intro?
Hello and welcome back, listeners, to the Allegedly Podcast, where me and my co-host get a mystery topic coupled with some mystery facts, and it's our job to figure out which facts are real and which facts are fake. My name is Alex, and with as always is...
What's going on?
Oh, what's up? Did you flip your sunglasses down from the top of your head when you said that?
I did. For
good.
The blind rage I've been in.
Why? Why have you been in a blind rage?
You didn't hear?
No.
Well, again this week, the woke agenda.
Oh, fuck. Here we go.
Fucking, they made Rogue from the 90s cartoon less fuckable.
Oh, yeah. Is this, they made her less thick?
In one camera angle, yeah.
Yeah. What's fucked up is the whole reason why everybody had a boner for Rogue in the 90s is one shot. Of just pure cake.
It was just, it's fucking, just basically an upskirt shot.
Oh, dude, it's just fucking ass. And it's
and
not
I gotta
like,
tell you, it might as well be a crime that it's gone.
Yeah. And it's just pure fucking,
if
like,
I
it's
could
an
put
adult
the creators
man.
Of X-Men 97 in Gitmo, I would.
Just for that shot alone. But we do have a podcast topic, and I'm kind of curious to see if it's woke outrage, because that's pretty close.
That's, I mean, honestly, they'd probably fit in the from the last few weeks.
Fucking for real. All right, dude. Are you ready to see what it is?
Let's do it.
All right. So today's podcast topic is state mottos.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. Note, if it's in another language, I'm giving you the English version.
Okay.
Do you know what Washington state motto is?
Oh, no.
I think it's,
oh, it's probably
go woke,
like,
go yeah. woke or go broke.
It's like, it's... right. Yeah, it's a woke or go broke. It's just, I was trying to think of something so witty that your thing just flew right over my head.
I think Arizona's state motto is Arizona, it's not hell, but we can see it from here.
You mean Texas?
Yeah, right. Ah. All right, well, let's jump to the first fact and see what we're dealing with. Sound good?
Yeah, let's do it, buddy. Excelsior!
Excelsior! All right, fact number one. Before the Dakota Territory broke up into North and South Dakota, its combined motto was Liberty and Union, now and forever, one and inseparable. North Dakota kept the motto post-separation.
I'm gonna go true because keeping an inseparable Dakota as your motto after you've separated is probably the most North Dakotan thing ever, because they probably don't believe in divorce.
Honestly though, North Dakota, that's kind of a low-key jab right there too. It's like, we're keeping the motto though. Mm-hmm. It's like when you divorce but you're like, I'm keeping the house.
Yeah, I got the dog.
I'm keeping the silverware.
Right.
You're like, that's cheap Walmart silverware. So what? It's mine. You're gonna have to go pay $10 to get new ones.
Right.
Fucking amazing. So, I'm gonna say true too. I don't know North and South Dakota.
Like, I mean, I don't know if territories had motto.
Were they a territory? Yeah, they were right before Dakota. So like,
and so like, I don't know if they gave territories mottos.
I will say this: Midwesterners, they like to act like they're, you know, polite and honest and truth and to your face. No. They are fucking skeezy motherfuckers on the back end. Because you can't spend that much time in like a snowed in fucking apartment without scheming to some degree or like gossiping.
Yeah. People like Midwestern nice is one of the meanest things ever.
Yeah.
Like, oh, people, yeah, like, fucking... I always try to explain to people that, like, if someone says bless your heart, they're really insulting you.
Yeah, like, they'll carry your groceries to your car for you, mm-hmm. but they'll talk shit about you the whole way there to your
yeah,
face.
Just because
they're
smiling.
Like, oh, your tire looks a little low. You should really keep up on that, you know? Oh, be a little bit responsible human.
Yeah. Like, I'll put a little bit of air in there. Don't you worry, you know? Yeah. I'm sure your husband will sober up later.
Maybe if he wasn't just sleeping off his last drink, he'd be able to come out here and check it out for you. But that's
you,
fine.
Leaving you and the three kids. Bless your heart.
Bless your heart. You know, you should just, you could walk out on him. I don't think anybody else here say anything, but I would. You know, death do your part.
Yeah, that's a contract you signed with your life.
Yep. So
you probably should have made a better contract, huh?
Sounds like he made a contract with the drink, if you know what I mean.
What I mean, yeah.
That's basically North and South Dakota right there. Like,
yeah.
So what are we going? We're going true?
I'm going true because I kind of like the pettiness of keeping the motto.
Okay, let's do it. So we're going to go
that's
true.
That's the sole reason.
Dude, I'm 100% on board. I'm totally on board with that right now.
Yeah, oh, sure you are now, but I see you know, after a few...
Yeah, get a couple of glazers in me. We'll check back in.
Oh yeah, I smelled those creams when I walked in.
Yeah, you just but you're careful. You take some of those; they're the day olds, so don't worry about those.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So the kids are just going to be staying with mom tonight.
That's exactly how North and South Dakota broke up. This is exactly how we stopped being a territory now. Yeah. All right, let's do this. So we're going to go true on fact number one. Before Dakota broke up, North and South, they had a combined motto, Liberty Union, now and forever, one and inseparable. 3, 2, 1, boom. It is true.
Yeah, you're darn tootin' it is.
Yeah, you're so done. You keep the goddamn motto. I don't want it no more.
Yeah, we're going to come up with a way better one.
Yeah, we're going to come in point one better. I think it says it here, actually. So it says, prior to 1861, this is from Wikipedia and Time Magazine, North Dakota and South Dakota were one big happy family known as the Dakota Territory, and their motto was Liberty Union, now and forever, one and inseparable. They both got the word inseparable tattooed on their ring finger, so naturally the relationship was doomed. In 1861, they decided the differences were irreconcilable and filed for separation. South Dakota had been earning most of the people during the marriage, and if they divorced, North Dakota wouldn't have enough to start a new life on their own as a state. So the Dakotas were given an ultimatum by their therapist. Come in together or divide up your assets more fairly so you can both be states. While in settlement negotiations, North Dakota pulled a fast one and transferred the city of Bismarck to their personal bank account right before the split. This was the absolute last straw for South Dakota, who promptly filed for divorce. South Dakota petitioned for sole custody of the name Dakota, but lost and was ordered to share 50-50. North Dakota kept the one and inseparable motto, no doubt as a constant reminder to their ex, who was forced to see it emblazoned across North's house, that South bought with his hard-earned people. On November 2nd, 1889, President Benjamin Harrison finalized the Dakota divorce, and both became a state at essentially the same time. Because they could not shut the fuck up about each other, the president shuffled the papers and signed them blindly so that neither Dakota would ever know which one was technically first.
Oh my
that
God.
Is some petty ass petty. Shit. Like, look, the writer put out this in a lot of humorous, like, through the lens of a divorce, but that last bit was like historically accurate, like the president signing him blind. I could see that to say, okay, look, the Dakotas, North and South, I don't know which one was first. We're saying they're the same time.
Yeah, just so the one like wasn't the older twin.
Yeah, yep. They didn't have that stupid 5 fucking seconds while it took mm-hmm. him to sign the other paper. I was the only Dakota for 5 seconds before he got to that paper.
He's been lording it over me now for, it's been 100 years.
Yeah, you know, Canada up there says we're being petty. I don't think so.
Yeah, no, look at South Dakota getting that tattoo of Mount Rushmore. Like, it's right so across edgy.
Right across its lower back there. You know what we call those things, right?
Mm.
We call them... Yeah, we call them Harlem tats.
Well, I call it a Susan from down the street, but...
Oh, that's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Yeah,
yeah, she got her little whale tail hanging out for the boys.
It covers up some of the faces there.
And said, who are you fooling? It's 34 degrees outside.
Yeah, what are you doing right now?
Yeah, that jacket's not keeping anything warm.
Yeah, shut up, Michigan. You don't know.
Yeah, you... Yeah, oh, you're a youper? Get out of town.
Yeah, so they, and those are the people too. That's pretty much it. You know, I've been there, Minnesota, mm-hmm. they're all pretty much the same humans. Midwest, Wisconsin.
Yeah, that upper Midwest, yeah.
Yeah, this is what's funny, is they don't ever want to admit that they're the same people. Like,
right, yeah.
People from Wisconsin, like, they say Midwest.
All
right?
Those people from Wisconsin, you can barely understand the thing they're saying.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to hang out with them people from Chicago. Like, they don't know what's happening in the rest of the world. Chicagoans. They know what's happening.
Yeah.
They're obsessed with
sausage.
They love the Bears.
Yeah.
Like, who even wants to listen to that, right. You know?
Hey, yeah, if they were so good, why don't people co-own that team like they do the Packers?
Yeah, the Packers at least bring its fans together. So, yeah, I'm really happy we got that. That's fucking hilarious. Such a petty state move. It's amazing. It is quite literally a divorce.
Yeah.
And this was a big deal.
Meanwhile, the Dakota tribe is real pissed.
Yeah,
they're like, yeah, there used to be one Dakota, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, there was one fucking Dakota. Yeah. Now there's two. Yeah. I like how they fought for the name, and it sounds like they got put in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the president's like, the both states are like, I want to be Super Dakota. They can be, I don't know, Lower Butthole. I don't care. And he's like, no, fuck you. Okay, you're done. You get North Dakota. You get South Dakota. That is it. Nobody state, that's it. There's nobody else.
Yeah. You two are literally fighting for the armpit of this country.
Yeah. We haven't even gone through the Louisiana Purchase yet. Like, what are you doing right now? Yeah. You know, you're going to be empty anyway. You're empty now. You're going to be empty in the future. So, I'm really happy we got that because that makes for a fucking awesome tidbit.
Yeah. What a wonderful start.
Okay, here we go. Fact number two. The state motto. I can't even say it now. Hold on. I gotta get the Midwest out of my mouth. The state motto for Nevada is let it ride.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
I think I like our state motto's better.
I think we did a better job. Also, let it ride. No, that's Broncos country. Get out of here.
Yeah, get out of here. Get out of here. Nevada's is go get checked up. Watch the burning.
She works for tips.
The house always wins. Dude, what was it for a while there? It was what goes on in Vegas stays. Well, I mean, I guess that's
Vegas,
like
the
thing,
unofficial
right?
motto is what happens for in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Like, what the fuck are they trying to pull here? They're like...
Well, you remember, yeah, like, there was that weird time in, like, the 2000s, which, like, no, it's a family place.
They really tried, too.
They really tried to push it. They're like, you know, like every other... You know, like Disneyland, except with strippers and casinos and legal prostitution. And
I can see Vegas being a lot of things. Like,
I mean, there's nothing else in, like, the rest of Nevada. Like, I can't imagine, like, let it ride.
Oh,
that sounds like,
wait,
like
you want...
if you said Colorado says, like, let it ride, I'm like, yeah, okay. The Broncos, I get it.
You got Reno in Nevada.
Oh.
You got Elko in Nevada.
Cool.
Come on, dog. You know, cool for, Reno's like Vegas's baby sister.
Right.
Right.
But do they let it ride?
So it's funny.
Oh, is let it ride a, like, a blackjack term?
No, it's a roulette term.
Okay, like maybe it's the gambling term.
Wait,
like,
you didn't. What did you think it was?
Like let it ride, like horses. Like that's why I was like Colorado would make sense. They're all about those horses. Like let it ride.
I'm so confused. You've never heard that saying before?
I just now put it together, but like
no, you world. Didn't just now put it together. That is a term people use. What? You've never said let it ride.
I've never said let it ride,
Joe.
All right, I've never, like, I just now was like, have I heard that on, like, World Series of Poker or something?
So, the let it ride is a concept that people can use when you leave the bet on the table, right? So, like, typically, like, roulette, you can, I think they make you, like, put it back on the table, but, like, something like a craps, you can leave the bet on and you can let it ride, right? So, other times you can, with roulette, if you get a win, you can tell them, you know, you can say, let it ride, and they'll leave the bet on the table so that they can spin it again.
Got it. Yeah, no, the only let it ride is Let Me Ride by Dr. Dre.
By
and Nate Dogg.
I can't believe you were such a cultured person. You were one of the
hence
most
well-versed. Hence why I didn't know anything about Vegas.
Yeah, like, you're one of the people that I look to that, like, it's like, okay, so I am uncultured. If it's not a nerd thing, if it's like a literature thing, educational thing, like I can tell you what happens when Superman gets hit with like pink kryptonite.
Did he let it ride?
No, he turns gay.
Oh,
no joke. That's straight canon.
And good for him.
It's fantastic. Yes, it's amazing. I'm just shocked that you've never heard of that before. So
I eventually got it. I was like, wait, let it ride, like, again, like, it was like, did I hear that on like World Series of Poker? Like,
yeah,
like I let eventually it got it, but I was no like thinking like let it ride, like like actually writing something,
you know. Now that you say it, it makes sense why you said some of the things you said at the beginning.
Yeah, this, like, was like, what? Then never
it's
mind.
A Bronco thing. I thought you were just making a joke on it.
Like, no, well, Russell Wilson, when he was on the Broncos, he's like, it's Broncos country, let's ride.
Yeah, yep.
And so, like, I was just in that mindset.
Yep. Oh, I see what you're saying. No,
yeah.
That makes sense.
But now that I've put that together, it might be the motto of Vegas or Nevada.
I see. All right, we're going to go for false for fact number two, that the state motto for Nevada is let it ride. 3, 2, 1. Bam! It is false!
Nice.
It's actually all for our country.
What?
You got that. Everything that goes down in the state of Nevada is for the countries. Hookers and blow for the countries. Nevada finalized the all for our country motto in 1866, 2 years after it became a state. This replaced what?
This
it took them two
let it
fucking
ride.
Years to come up with all for our country.
Well, it was
what
between
was the
that and,
battle?
It was between that and let it ride.
I'm seriously now confused, writer. What the fuck was happening for 2 years after it became a state? Somebody wasn't just like, what's the new state motto, sir? Nevada, we're a state. Done. I just figured it out. Two years it took them our country.
Mail took a long time to post.
Oh my God, I didn't read this last part. So this replaced Nevada's original motto, which willing and able. That was what it was. Nevada, willing and able.
I mean, it's kind of accurate, yeah.
Yeah. It might as well have been like, you know, Nevada, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak and spongy.
Like, much like the movie Showgirls.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking willing and able. That's what they said. God, people in 1866 were fucking stupid. They had probably one house in Nevada, and they're like, they got a fucking horse mail, and somebody said, hey, did you know President made us a state? And they're like, whoa, that's cool. We got to come up with like a motto and a bird and shit, right?
Mm.
Just make it like some shit like willing and able, you know?
Well, I'm just a mailman. I can't.
Don't care.
I can't do
you're
going
to be willing and able to take this bag, if
this
you know
is
what
gonna
I mean. You're in Arizona.
It's going to take a long time.
Yeah. Sir, you're doing it all for our country, so. Genius!
Willing and able. What?
They could have just mashed it together. Willing and able, all for our country.
There's a lot of things. Look, they could have done a lot of things.
You know what? From what this is, Let It Ride is better. I'm going to say it.
It's at least less generic.
Yeah, it is. It
like their motto might as well be like, you know, I'm in Nevada. Blue sky delight. You're like, what? All right.
Nevada. We don't have an ocean front.
Right. You're like, oh, okay. You know.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, lakes are water too.
So the writer just sent me over. They were admitted to the Union by Lincoln, so they were feeling extra patriotic. Lincoln was a pretty literate, like, intelligent person, right? Like, he was pretty well spoken and well educated. He probably got that letter and he's like, are they fucking with me right now?
Right.
Willing and able. That is there. We're gonna put this in the Library of Congress.
Oh, we came up with we got a better one. For our country. What's for our country?
That was 2 years. It took you 2 years to come up with that. What do you even do?
Right, like, also, no, be like, what is it? It's so broad. Like, what's for the country?
It, you know what? It sounds honestly like a fucking... Doesn't it sound like an ultra-patriotic, like, coffee shop, Logan?
Mm.
It's like no filter coffee, all for our country.
Yeah.
Willing and able. Willing and able honestly sounds like you're advocating for prostitution.
Willing and able sounds like a participation trophy.
Thank you. How'd for you do dividing the today? Lines up.
Well, he was willing and able.
Yeah, he showed up.
Oh,
he
boy.
Got the snow cone. Fuck. Shit. Well, we know Nevada sucks. You want to move on to the next one?
Sunday fun day.
Yep. Boom, there you go. Nevada, Nevada's third motto, Sunday fun day. Their motto is found on the state seal and Proud Boys jacket patches. The writer texting. Willing and able or all for our, probably willing and able.
All for our country.
Secretly willing and able.
Secretly. Mm. Let me just slip on my Crocs.
Yeah. Hey, don't bash Crocs, dude. Those things rule.
I mean, they're pretty comfy. Hey, Joe here from Allegedly. Real quick, I want to tell you about this week's sponsor, Newsly. Newsly is an audio app for your iOS or Android that picks up the most trending articles from the topics that are most important to you, and here's the trick, reads them to you in a natural human voice. From the Batman to Bitcoin, Kiev to the Kardashians, follow any topic your heart desires. And while you're there, go ahead and check out their featured podcasts from over 50 countries, like, say, I don't know, Allegedly. I've been using it for over a week now, and I'm loving the convenience of having my news and podcasts all in one place. So come and join me by clicking the link in the description and downloading Newsly for free. As an added bonus, go ahead and use the promo code Allegedly and receive 1 month of their premium subscription for free. Stop scrolling and start listening. Okay, back to the show.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Fact number three. The state motto for New Mexico is, it is what it is. There's no way.
No way.
There's no fucking way. It is what it is. That sounds so depressing. It sounds like the mayor was fucking Eeyore from Pooh Bear.
What was like, runner-up? Hey. Willing and able?
The runner-up is... It was participation trophy. It's like, we are here. New Mexico. We're a state too.
And it is what it is.
Yeah. It is what it is. New Mexico. We're New Mexico. The fuck? Dude, what is New Mexico even known for when it first became a state? Like, sometimes these states are just like, well, we had to divide the line somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know? There had to be some methodology to it.
Yeah. There was a lot of states as that kind of like they were part of the territories, but like as the Mason-Dixon line was getting established in the country. Mm-hmm. So there was a divide between slave-owning states and non-slave-owning states. And so what started happening is if one side or another got the advantage, they would start hacking up these territories and like make a new state. And so if a slave state got made, they'd hack up a new country and be like, oh, and here's a non-slave state. So no, not one side could have more electoral votes.
So it is what it is just half of the slogan. So mm-hmm. like Texas and New Mexico are one state and it was slavery. It is what it is. And then they just cut it in half.
Yeah, probably.
So Texas's state slogan now is slavery. It is what it is. God, that is so depressing. No, that has to be fake, right?
There's no way that's on a flag.
I mean, they might as well just be like, topaz, it is what it is.
New Mexico. Probably guess what you're getting.
What's the guy that, like, plays the flute and he's, like, the picture of it? Like, it's, like, the picture made of stone. It's in Arizona everywhere.
Oh, that's, yeah, from, like, the cave drawings.
Yeah, what is that guy called?
I can't remember what he...
Cocopelli.
Right. I was like, he was some, like, magi or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, Mexico has shit like that all over the place, too. They have very, like... It's mm-hmm. very, like, earthy, you know, artwork and shit like that. And I agree.
Yeah, a lot
you.
Of clay
you can't
pots.
Be, you can't be overly too depressed when you're surrounded by that much. Like, that. You can't say it is what it is as a state slogan without shrugging.
Right.
You know? Like... There's no way. Like, the mayor, it does. It sounds like the fucking governor is just, like, a pushover. You know? Like, they just get bullied everywhere they go. Somebody's mm-hmm. like, you're gonna have slavery. Well, it is what it is.
No.
And they're like, no more slavery. It is what it is, I guess. Like, what the fuck? Have you ever actually met anybody from New Mexico?
Not that I'm aware of.
Neither have I. Are we sure that it, like, there's people that live there?
Well, I listen to Marc Maron, so.
Like, to my knowledge, the only evidence I have that New Mexico exists and has people there is fucking Breaking Bad. Like,
oh.
Yeah, Bugs Bunny, dude.
Albuquerque's a place I've heard of.
Oh, my God. Texas's motto is friendship. Writer just texted me.
What? That's not a motto. That's a word.
Yeah, they're fucking stupid. What do you expect?
What?
They still wear spurs unironically. You know what I mean?
Well, that's just to kick brown people.
You know what? So it's unironically because they use it.
Yeah, like it's still very useful at the border.
Oh, yeah, I see what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even
illegal. Biden said, hey, get the razor wire off the balloons. And so they're like, well, we can put razor wire on our feet.
Yep, there you go. They're like, what if we wrap each other in razor wire?
Yeah.
Touche, federal government.
Yeah.
Friendship.
Can't tread on this.
I'm covered in razor wire.
Yeah, for friendship.
For friendship.
Is what it is.
Hey, quick draw on friendship. Yeah.
Yeah. Let it ride.
Let it ride. Willing and able
to kick ass for our country.
Oh, for our country. God, these are so dumb. I wonder what Arizona's is. It's like we have Cocopelli. I still think it's, you know, it's not hell, but we sure can see it from here.
Right.
It has to be it.
Also, that's like a motto. Like, that's like a... or like at least
Arizona.
Yeah.
Arizona. Fuck, it's hot.
Fuck. Arizona, I didn't know the thermometer went that high.
Arizona, and it's still getting hotter.
Fuck. Arizona, we're sorry, Al Gore.
Arizona, I wish we were up north.
Can we move the equator?
Hey, you're going to move here pretty soon, you'll know.
Never.
Yes, you are.
No,
I
never.
Got you a good place at Flagstaff, so.
Oh, I mean, maybe.
Flagstaff is dope. It's got trees.
Right, see, I need trees. Joe, yeah. Joe's motto. I need trees.
Joe needs not as much grass, though.
No, so you can have the grass. Keep the grass, I'll take the trees.
Yeah, there's a lot of trees. Big old forest. Okay, so what do you think, New Mexico? It is what it is.
It is what it is?
It is what it is.
Fucking, was there Governor Eeyore?
I literally made that joke at the beginning. Don't, are you fucking with me right now? Are you seriously fucking with me right now? I have no idea. You said it perfectly, so I don't know if you're fucking with me.
Let's ride.
Don't let it ride. Don't get it past that. I said it right in the beginning. I said that stupid shit. Nobody laughed. And then you said it so deep that I'm not sure if we just came up with this. I don't know why that's so fucking funny to me. You said it just so fucking... I think I said it twice. The joke twice. Okay, I'm done. I can't. Fuck it. That was stupid shit.
Is what it is.
Oh, Joe, you're one funny motherfucker. Okay, so what are you feeling?
Fuck it, yeah.
Sure. Fuck it. Let it ride.
Let it ride.
Okay. All right. We're going to go true?
Why not?
Okay. Fuck it.
It is what it is, player.
We're going to go true because we want it to be true.
Yeah. I'm going to will this into existence.
All right. We're going to go true on fact number three, that the state motto for New Mexico is, it is what it is. 3, 2, 1. Bam. Oh, it's false.
No, it is what it is. Oh,
what? Okay, wait. The state motto for New Mexico is actually, it grows as it goes. What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know, but I like it.
God damn. It grows as it goes. A good motto should tell us something unique about your state at a glance. While other states were doing their part on the group project, New Mexico was huffing paint in the garage. Turns out, it grows as it goes in an obscure nod to first century BC poem by the ancient Roman poet Lucretius? Lucretius? Sure. It sounds like it's ludicrous. It's like
Christopher Ludicrous Bridges?
Yeah. 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 So, the passage describes a thunderbolt increasing in strength as it moves across the sky with unabashedly phallic overtones. Translated, the potent poem reads, again, and this is the poem, again, because it comes from a long distance, it must acquire more and more mobility, which grows by moving and increasing its mass, strength, and hardens its impact. For this causes all the seeds of the thunderbolt to carry straight onwards, as one may say, into one place, driving them all together as they roll into that single path. Perhaps it is, as it goes, it draws from the air itself certain bodies which kindle velocity by their blows. So New Mexico's state motto is essentially, we're erect. Bonerville.
New Mexico, take the blue pill. Yeah.
New Mexico, we get a running start.
If your erection lasts more than 4 hours, call New Mexico.
Call New Mexico.
They'll let it ride.
You look down at it and you're like, eh, it is what it is.
It is friendship.
Friendship. We're a wreck. New Mexico, we have a boner. Hide it with your jeans. We're adjusting because we're uncomfortable.
Khakis were a bad idea.
Yeah. God damn. Stick it in your waistband.
Quick, who's got the cold water?
Well, that's...
I gotta say, so far it's my favorite motto.
It is. It is.
It's kind of fun. Like, it makes you think about boners.
Yeah, dude, seriously.
But also, like, it rhymes. Like, it grows as it goes. Like, that's pretty good.
It sounds like a motto for a guy that has a tiny wiener.
It sounds like a motto of New Mexico.
Yeah, he's just like...
When I think of a guy wearing topaz making clay pots, yeah.
You know what it's probably... You know what this is probably saying?
Mm.
It says, New Mexico. I'm a grower, not a shower.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Don't judge a book by its small penis. I mean cover.
New Mexico. It was cold when you were looking.
I just got out of the pool.
God damn it, Joe. New Mexico, I swear, it gets bigger.
It was probably the radiation.
New Mexico, alien shrunk it.
Right.
Fuck. Well, we got it wrong, but it was kind of worth it.
It was kind of worth it.
All right, you ready for fact number 4?
Hey, man, it is what it is, player.
The podcast grows as it goes.
Hey. That's kind of true.
It's going. All right. The state, or fact number 4, the state motto for Maryland is manly deeds, womanly words.
Whoa, Maryland. Coming in hot.
Yeah, seriously.
Also, I will say, I will give credit, that's a motto.
Yeah.
Like, friendship, not so much. Big old fail.
Texas.
We don't know what motto means.
We think mottos are friendship. Manly deeds,
unless it's sung
words.
About by one of those gay purple dinosaurs.
Yeah, well, fuck. Can't blame us for banning. Yeah, Texas state motto right now needs to be, we don't have Pornhub.
I know.
Yep, it's banned. A little truth bomb on everybody here. If you're in Texas, Pornhub is unreachable.
So crazy. It doesn't grow as it goes.
No, it doesn't.
It just keeps going. Texas, it just keeps going.
Texas, our senators try to ban dildos.
Yeah, what's your governor, Eeyore?
Oh, fucking day, that's hilarious. God damn it. So... Okay, so manly deeds, womanly words. What Joe think now?
Joe think good.
Joe think many good thoughts.
Joe no word good. But Joe think good.
Friendship.
Is what is.
Mottos are so much better with caveman talk. Grows and goes.
Man deed, woman word.
I can't even dumb down friendship. It's already so dumb. All for country.
Me for country. Krog for country. All for country.
All for country. Willing
ape country. One country under ape.
Let ride. So yeah, there's that. I don't know. I have no idea. This is such a toss up for me. I have no fucking clue.
It sounds, you know, Maryland, one of the original colonies. It sounds puritanical enough.
Yeah, it does. It's like manly deeds, womanly cooking.
Right, yeah. I think the motto used to be, manly deeds, womanly words, who taught you to read?
Yeah, yeah. Who said you could speak?
Yeah. Which?
Which? Dude, honestly, it took me a second because I thought you were going to continue.
Nope.
Like, I thought which was W-H-I-C-H. Like,
nope.
Which? Which? Maryland. Why are there so many witches that are learning to read? Who let this witch out of the kitchen?
Manly deeds, woman burn good. Maryland.
Manly make crop, witches burn crop. Fucking women burn good.
Friendship.
Friendship! What do you think? Is she guilty? Let ride.
Let ride.
All right. So we're thinking true, because that does sound true, right? It sounds fucked up enough. All right. So we're going to go true on fact number 4, that the state motto for Maryland is manly deeds, womanly words. 3, 2, 1. Bam. It is true.
Nice.
Okay, here we go. From Wikipedia and WAPO. Maryland will try to convince you that its state motto is strong deeds, gentle words, but that is a historical rewrite. The actual slogan is in Italian and reads, Fate masci parole femminine. Femmine?
Well,
which translates to manly deeds, womanly words.
Yeah, I was like, I picked up the feminine there.
Yep. Penis good, vagina bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, from the 2016 WAPO article, how a sexist quote from the 16th century Pope became Maryland's state motto by Ovette Wiggins, a spokesperson, this is quote, a spokesperson at the Italian embassy in Washington said the phrase is derived from a comment made by Pope Clement the VII, in the 16th century when he was returning to Italy after a trip to France. The words embassy spokesperson Paola Bozan said are genuinely understood to mean men do things and women talk about things. Another wordier translation, when you need things done, ask a man, because a woman only talk and don't arrive to a conclusion.
It's like women be chatting.
It's like fucking, as they continue to break down the translation, it gets worse.
It just keeps getting worse.
Yeah, it's like men take action and do smart deeds and are pure and women are bitches.
Nah, mean dog.
Yeah, dude. It's like at the end of the state motto, it says, high five a bro.
Right. Andrew Tate.
Yeah. Light cigar.
Right.
Fucking... While the Italian motto remains unchanged to this day, the translation has undergone several revisions over the last century to try to obfuscate the inherently sexist message. In 1959, the state legislature codified into law the official translation would be deeds are manly, words are womanly.
God. Oof.
It's just Oof. Not getting better. In 1979, they tried to soften it a bit more.
But do you know how sexist you have to be for 1959 to even try?
Yeah.
So, you know. A for effort.
Yeah, F seriously.
For, you know, execution.
Yeah. I mean, they put it to a vote.
And right. Just voted the They're wrong like, way. Look, this is pretty bad, right?
Yeah. So it says here, in 1979, they tried to soften it a bit more and legally change the translation to manly deeds, womanly words. In 2017, a Republican in the state legislature put forward a bill to change translation once again, citing the fact that he had daughters and didn't want Maryland to be seen as a sexist state. So the bill, which passed legally translated, made the official translation strong deeds, gentle words. To try not to appear sexist, they unironically said, where it says manly, make that say strong, and where it says womanly, make that say gentle. How about you change your fucking motto, Maryland?
Right,
Maryland, yeah. We have Congress and crabs. How fucking hard was that?
Also, some of them are soft-shelled.
Yep. Strong crabs, gentle crabs. Soft crabs.
Soft crabs.
Maryland, we're also... What, are you noticing that the stupidest phrases are coming from, like, the fucking most random states? Like, where's New York's motto?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if it's Excelsior, fucking awesome. Fucking, right. Yeah, you know, awesome. But I want to know now, I really hope the writer puts down, if she didn't, I'm going to look it up, Arizona's or Washington's. We better have good ones. If we don't, I'm fucking moving.
Right. That's or are they so boring, or they're like one word things.
Yeah.
It's like, no. Honor. You're like, oh.
Yeah. Cruel. Washington State. Bigfoot.
Yeah.
I mean. Yeah. I'd be okay with that.
I mean, technicality, not quite a motto, but...
No, it's not... C for...
Washington
fucking...
State, we believe.
Yeah. Washington State, Space Needle was supposed to be future homes. shit. Okay, you ready for fact number five?
Let's do it.
Fucking let it roll. Right.
Let it ride.
All right. Okay. Fact number five. One point of either you knows the state motto for Washington or Arizona. I think we have thoroughly proven we don't.
We don't. Yeah, we got nothing.
But through the gift of allegedly, we can take a shot.
Right?
We have our chance here to shine, Joe. You've had, collectively, okay? And same with me, too. But collectively, you living your entire life out of Washington have had at least 4 or 5 classes throughout high school and elementary school, specifically on Washington
State. I mean, I probably should know Washington State's motto.
I mean, I don't know Arizona's, because who gives a fuck?
Right.
So,
Arizona, we keep our prisoners outside.
Yeah, Arizona, we put them in pink because that's shameful. I think mine, would it be the Grand Canyon State? I mean, I don't know if that's a motto or if that's like a nickname.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just going to say that one. That's what I'm going to say. Arizona, the Grand Canyon State.
Yeah. Arizona. Holy shit, State? Look at this hole.
Yeah. Arizona, tourists fall off the ledges sometimes. Shit. Or the Sunshine State. Do you know what Washington's flag is?
Yes. It's George Washington's head.
It's just George Washington. Talk about the balls. Like, I get it, Washington State, Washington. But, like, you guys are, like, the Northwest. Like, you are almost the opposite
And we took
corner.
The first president.
Yeah, that is some fucking balls right there.
Yeah.
Like, you're just like, what do you want to be? We'll just call ourselves George Washington State. Let's shorten it down. Well, we're going to use his head for the flag. So.
Ooh, I got it. But. Washington, keep your teeth wooden.
Washington, we were the end of the Oregon Trail. I don't know. I seriously have no idea. Like, not Big Apple, you know? Fuck. Washington, home of Twilight.
I'm gonna let that slide because I made a Dragon Ball reference earlier. But I want you to know I'm super pissed.
I don't know what happened. It just, I let it ride, Joe.
Okay. I get it. Again, that was petty, oh, that was petty revenge for my evolution joke earlier. I don't appreciate it.
Yeah, well, how about this? We both fucked up.
What are you? I mean, what are you, Eeyore?
Sorry. Fucking dragon. But just for the record, it is home to Forks. I mean, we can both it agree is, on is. That. Like, yeah, okay.
Technically.
And they did shoot the baseball scene there, so I wanted to point that out, too. That is straight Washington State.
You're welcome, world.
Thunderstorms.
Thunderstorms. So
you know what's so funny? If I can just break away, like, I can't remember. Then, you know, Washington, for the amount of rain it gets, there's not a whole lot of lightning and thunder. Right, it's just kind of rain. You do get it every once in a while.
There's a lot. I had a coworker. He's originally from like Ohio or Kansas or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, man, I miss all the thunderstorm. You know, stuff like that. Because I guess just over the plains, you just get constant.
Oh yeah.
Thunder and lightning. And so yeah, it was. I was like, I never thought about it. I was like, because it gets stormy, but I guess I was like, yeah, I guess we don't get that much thunder and lightning.
Yeah. I mean, even Arizona, we get thunderstorms every once in a while, like rattles the window if one gets close.
Right.
But yeah,
I mean, we really only get it like, you know, maybe in the fall.
Yeah. Yeah, it comes and goes, right? But like, I don't remember.
Not,
like,
I mean, to be fair, not booming. Great baseball weather.
No. No, they probably could play once every couple of years.
Yeah.
Realistically.
Plot hole.
But I mean,
take that,
I wouldn't
Stephen
say,
Myers.
I wouldn't say, you know, Twilight is the epitome of paying attention to detail, you know, like,
you mean the lady from Arizona wasn't too knowledgeable about Washington?
No.
Yeah,
I mean, if she was, I think she knew it was cloudy, so that's probably
she
got motto.
That she knows Seattle's it. In the state
Seattle, or it's Washington State, the overcast state.
Mm-hmm.
There we go, I figured it out. Home of Kurt Cobain.
Washington, rains less than
Washington,
you think,
we invented
but more
grunge.
Than what you want.
Washington, have you ever had salmon?
We'll throw one at you.
Washington State, I don't think anywhere else actually has a Puget Sound or a sound.
Washington, what the fuck's a sound? Is it like a bay?
That's still part of the motto. Like, dot, dot, dot. Is it a bay? Dot, dot, dot. Great. I'm not sure.
Fjord?
Washington State. There's a spit somewhere. Home of Bill Gates.
Excelsior. It's a long motto. It's convoluted.
It's a very weird motto. All right. Well, I mean, honestly, Grand Canyon State or Sunshine State, that's what I got. What do you, what right. you got? What do you,
I'll dig, go if you had to dig deep. Vinny Vidi Vici. We came, we saw, we turned aggressively liberal.
That, you know, you kid, but that would be an amazing motto.
It's pretty good.
You turn it into like a song. Dude, Queen would sing that song. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, bam. Okay, fucking it. Okay, you ready for this? Because we were both way off.
Really?
Like, way off. All right, you ready for Arizona's?
Mm.
Arizona's motto is God and riches.
Oh,
that's it. Boy. Two words. It's like being like, get good. GG. You ready for fucking Washington's? Because you're going to laugh your ass off.
Oh, God.
One of the few states that does not have an official state motto.
Take that. You can't put us in a corner.
Yeah, yeah, but unofficially, it's by and by.
Yeah.
I thought maybe that was a typo of by and by, but it's not. The 1850 translation reads, I will see you by and by. So the writer put down, like, you know, TLDR. Arizona's is hashtag blessed, and then Washington is just a gif from the movie Friday of Ice Cube saying bye Felicia.
It's pretty good.
I still like Home of Pickleball. Dude, what the fuck is wrong with Washington? You guys, you know what, you make fun of all the other states. You don't even have one.
We didn't even try.
You didn't even come to the table. Hey, at least Texas with friendship.
You know what we did? We let it ride.
You did. You thought you were above it. You're like, we don't need a petty fucking motto. We'll just have a fucking state plant and a bird.
Well, to be fair, when I couldn't remember what the state motto was, that's because we don't have one.
Oh, my. And you know what? Actually, that's very true. Like, how could you possibly remember something that they just never taught you?
They literally, our motto is bye.
You know what? It was probably a mistake. They probably had a section for the state motto, and somebody just forgot to fill it out.
Like, I can't believe I'm jealous of it is what it is.
Our state motto, Washington state motto, is bracket, enter, state motto, end bracket. Like,
TBD.
Yeah. TBD. Fuck. Well, God and riches, bro. Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag. Woof.
Well, we got it wrong. We got that one horribly wrong, and that's okay. But we got three out of five this week.
Hey, not bad. We averaged out.
Hashtag blessed, dude. It is hashtag what it is.
C+.
Is that Washington's motto now? C's get degrees. I still think the pickleball. I'm gonna say.
Yeah. It's just like pickleball. Nuff said.
You see, judging by how the other states have been, it would just be Washington's motto, pickleball. That's it. No, no context. No, just pickleball.
It's just, you got your racket, bro?
You got your racket, bro? You need to wear short shorts for mobility.
It grows as it goes.
It grows as it goes.
I mean, I am so jealous of It Grows As It Goes now. Like, I wish we had a motto that dumb.
Dude, God in riches, bro.
That's bad. I'll tell you what, I'm not jealous of that one.
You're not jealous of Arizona State God in riches?
Mm-mm. Bro. Or friendship.
Well, yeah, friendship can eat a dick, but...
Yeah. not for much longer in Texas, that's for sure.
No, well, they at least can't see it anymore for now. Right now they just have to, you know, imagine in the world of friendship. Hey, at least Washington still has Pornhub.
Hey, that should be our motto. At least we still got Pornhub.
Yeah, there you go. Arizona, we still have Pornhub too. Hashtag. Oh, shit, you want to close this one out?
All right, and there you have it. That was this week's Allegedly podcast. Go ahead, follow us on all the socials at Allegedly, and find us here every week wherever you find your podcast. And until next time, bye, Felicia.
We see you round later.
Is what is. Yeah.
God, I can't even break down God and riches. It's literally two words.
God made rich good.
God rich everywhere.
Mmm. All for country.
Mmm. Grows and goes.